More Idaho Matters now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For more than a decade, the Open Arms Dance Project has been bringing people of different ages and abilities together for one purpose, to create joy through art. And this year is no different, especially as the company gears up for their end-of-season performance, Monarch Migration. Joining us today to talk about the upcoming event are Megan Brandle, the Artistic Director of Open Arms, along with dancers Carol Colwell and Loie Brandle. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
So nice to be here, Gemma.
So Megan, let me start with you. For folks who may not be familiar with the Open Arms Dance Project, can you tell us a bit about your nonprofit?
Of course, yes. We're a group of 23 dancers, and what we're kind of focusing on talking about this season is how we're intergenerational. And so we have a dancer born in every decade since the 1940s. Our youngest dancers are currently 9 years old, and our oldest dancer is 82. And in addition to that, we're inclusive of people with and without seen and unseen disabilities.
So, Carol, how did you get involved with Open Arms?
I had a wonderful friend, my hairdresser at the time, who had joined Open Arms and talked about it all the time. And I thought, you know, I had retired from teaching and I kind of wanted something to get involved with. And I was lucky enough to find out about Open Arms Dance and become involved.
And Loie, what about you? Because I understand that you've been dancing with Open Arms since you were 6 years old.
Yeah, I joined because, you know, Megan is my mom, and so I got to join a bit earlier, and I've been dancing since I was six, which is, I think, 7 years now, and I've got to meet a lot of new people, and some of the people have stayed the same, which is always super fun because I got to make a lot of friends in that time.
Megan, can you tell us about the upcoming performance, Monarch Migration? I mean, where did the inspiration for this piece come from?
Sure. Yeah, the name of the whole performance is Soaring. And one of those pieces is Monarch Migration. And another piece is Infrared, which is actually about outer space and all those new James Webb images we were inspired. So it kind of has this soaring overall theme, whether you're in outer space or here on Earth. And the Monarch Migration piece is the one we'll start the performance with. And it's amazing. I was approached by City of Boise employees who head up the Mayor's Monarch Pledge, and they wanted to do a community art piece, and so they reached out to us. And we have had so much fun really diving in and studying the movement of butterflies and learning about their life cycles, and then bringing that into this creative, amazing piece. And the part I love most about this is the monarchs migrate over four generations. Here in the Western United States, they come from Southern California and they move their way up to Idaho and even into Canada, each generation living 3 or 4 weeks. And then that fourth generation shuts down their reproduction and they fly all the way back down south. And it just is such a mirror to what our dance group is, where we have all those generations included in the group.
Mm-hmm. And Carol, you actually helped in creating your Monarch group's choreography. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. It was so much fun. Megan sent us videos of monarchs, and she asked everybody to figure out what they thought their favorite movement that the butterflies did, and then come up with a short dance that went along with it. I mean, just a very short dance. And when we got to our practice the next time, she put us into small groups and we each shared our movement with each other. And then we combined those, for me, it was three of us, and we combined those three movements into a small dance piece. And that is what we do for our kind of solo during the production. So everyone created their own movements.
And Megan, why is collaboration and inclusion so important when it comes to the arts, but in particular dance?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the beauty of performing arts, is that we use our bodies and our voices and to make the art, and that is so human and personal, and so connecting with others in collaboration is a natural part of that. But especially with our mission in Open Arms, which is to create greater joy and compassion with dance that opens hearts, minds, and arms. So if we, like one of our core values is to decenter hierarchy. And so we always look at like, how can, or I'm always looking at how can I make dances with these people rather than for these people, rather than making the choreography and teaching it to them. How can I get them to create choreography that comes from their bodies and their, you know, ages or decades of experience, or their young vitality if they're, you know, a 9-year-old. And so that's why I'm so passionate about giving assignments and always each season figuring out ways to bring that creativity forward from everybody.
So before I let you go, Megan, the performance is coming up this week on the 8th. So where can folks get tickets?
Yes. So I think all the ticket links on our website are working. I just fixed one of them. And so there's tickets for our 7 o'clock evening performance. You can also access those through the JUMP website, because that's where we're performing. Our wonderful community collaborators at JUMP are hosting us there. And it's through Eventbrite, and there's still a few tickets left, but they are going kind of fast. And then we do have some tickets, some space in our 12:30 field trip performance, and that form is also accessible on our website.
Well, I want to thank all of you so much for coming in and talking with us about this today. Best of luck with you on the performance. We've been talking with Megan Brendel, Artistic Director of Open Arms Dance Project, along with Carol Caldwell and Loey Brendel, who are both dancers with Open Arms. And as I said, their next performance is May 8th. We'll make sure we put a link on our website to that as well. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.